This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Dakota Petroleum Council, final day today, our live broadcast of What's on Your Mind. We love being on location. We'll be at Hustfest on Friday. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hustfest. Nothing like it. That's wonderful. Where's the rest of my schedule here, Crystal? Do I have it here? Where the heck is it? Norway. I'm going to be in Norway on June 14th, okay, through the 29th. That'll be fun. Washington, D.C. on December 4th through the 8th. I was thinking more like in the next couple of days here, maybe, where I'm going to be. But we have Congressman Kevin Cramer today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to talk to Eric Spencer and Jeff Simon from a new coalition that has been formed to defeat Measure 1. I'm glad they're out there doing this. We'll talk with them. So December 4th through the 8th, Washington, D.C. What did I just hear? Got the numbers here. I think we literally have one spot left in Fargo and two in Bismarck. So we're down there. We have a wait list for more in Bismarck, so they're trying to get more flights. So if you're interested in that, that's great. Tuesday, December 4th is when we leave, and we're going to have dinner at Clyde's when we get there. Clyde's is a good spot. Ask anybody in Washington, D.C. Next day, we hop the motor coach. And go see it all, from the National Mall, the Smithsonian Institute, the Pentagon, the World War II Memorial, Iwo Jima, Arlington National Cemetery, which you just can't even believe how amazing that is. And then we do lunch on the mall, and then we do dinner at the Capitol Grill, and then we see the National Christmas Tree that Wednesday night. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then on Thursday, we are going to retrace the steps of quite famous politicians and legislators at the U.S. Capitol building. So that'll be great fun. Union Station, the Holocaust Museum. Oh, I can't even believe it. Not been there. Always wanted to be there. We have 2 hours reserved, so you can soak in every bit of it. Ford's Theater, which is, of course, incredible, where Lincoln was shot. Peterson House, where he died. You know, some will go out to Georgetown that day. There's a dinner cruise that night. They call it the Odyssey DC Dining Cruise Ship. Goes all the way around to see the sights from the Potomac. White House Tour on Friday, the 7th of December. And when are we going to the Capitol? I can't remember the day we go to the Capitol as well. That would have been Thursday, I guess. Old Ebbitt Grill. We're doing Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, Candlelight Christmas. It'd be great fun. And National Archives on Saturday, National Museum of Natural History before we head back mid-afternoon. So if you haven't purchased by now the final seat out of Bismarck or the final pair out of Fargo, I don't know what you're waiting for, because this is going to be a lot of fun. My wife Maria and I will host that. So, anyway, I was just trying to tell you where I was going to be this week, and all of a sudden I'm telling you about Washington, D.C., but that's going to be fun, too. If, if you'd like to go along, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. It's December 4th through 8th, 2018. And also, Carol Juman's taking us back to Norway as well. So those are a couple things that are on the calendar, and we look forward to that very much. That'll be next summer. So, happy Wednesday to you. As I mentioned, the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here in just a little bit. Todd, how are you today? Everything great?
Fantastic. I'm heading up to Hustfest later this afternoon, as a matter of fact. So,
as usual. See, he beats me to all the good stuff, and then by the time I get there, like,
I'm
no
just
more
the opening act. I mean, you know, you're the feature attraction.
No more meatballs.
I'm just one of the opening acts.
Yeah. And speaking of Norway, Kirill Juven's going to be among our guests. He's been part of the Hustfest committees and, you know, up the staple up there for so many years. Pretty amazing. Really is incredible. Let's see here. There's so much to get to. I want to share with you a conversation I had with Governor Burgum. And Governor Burgum is pretty fired up about what's happening here in the oil and gas industry. And you may remember a year ago, shook some folks up with his suggestion that, hey, if you can do 1 million barrels a day, why can't you do 2 million barrels? And what's funny is then it didn't go over well. Now it is going over well. So we're gonna hear from the governor here today on the program. Once you hear his basically a recap of his talk before the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The one thing that's going to hold this back, without question, is workforce, folks. It's absolutely workforce. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So we got the governor from the Petroleum Council. We're also going to hear from the folks from Measure Number 1. We'll have Congressman Kramer, who addressed this group yesterday. What else going on? The Heitkamp campaign must be in as bad a shape as the reports are that we've heard regarding the polling. And this isn't like, you know, sometimes when you're trying to influence a race, you know, you put out a poll that suggests you're in a better place and it's some poll that you've sort of twisted. This is like multiple polls, okay? This is like Steve Law in Washington, D.C. and National Republican Senatorial Committee, the president himself, side of the polls. So anyway, I'm hearing a lot of reports of double-digit leads. And at the same time, I'm seeing desperation from the Heitkamp campaign. For one, they are bringing out Team Obama. And I guess Team Obama helps you do one thing, and that's convince liberals to vote for you. But I think she already has them. So, I don't know if there are enough liberals. But Team Obama has been dispatched in the form of Byron Dorgan, who's being shopped around to any media outlet as possible. Come on. In fact, they called Todd and they said, hey, could we be on Thursday at 3:30? They're even dictating the time they could get on. Why do you suppose they wanted to be on Thursday at 3:30 rather than Thursday at 9:30, Todd?
You are not going to be there. That's why.
They wanted one of us, not two of us, asking questions, I guess, huh? Is that how it works? And they do the same. You're going to see them all over the place. Patrick Springer, who is, a nice fella, but, I mean, very, very, very liberal. So he's quoted in Patrick Springer stories today, and, you know, so the fix is on. The funny thing to me is what Byron Dorgan is doing is Byron Dorgan is trying to sell Obamacare. Well, Byron Dorgan is not a United States senator because of Obamacare. I saw it with my own eyes. Byron Dorgan was scared out of the race against John Hoeven because of Obamacare, because his numbers were terrible. He was losing big time. So the idea that now Byron Dorgan can be dispatched to somehow talk about how great Obamacare is laughable. It's really laughable, but also a little sign of desperation. I'll give you another one. Tim Purdon might have been the most political U.S. attorney in the history. In fact, no sitting member of the Democratic National Committee or the Republican National Committee had ever been nominated for U.S. Attorney until he did. He was actually on the Democratic National Committee when Obama nominated him. And these are the people that complained about the Bush administration being too partisan with their U.S. attorneys. You can't make it up. You really can't, folks. So anyway, Tim Purdon, is nice enough guy. He's a street fighter. There's no doubt about that. Raises a bunch of money for the Democrats. His life's work is suing people. I mean, he's a lawyer that gets big clients and takes on acts like the good guy that's helping the little guy. This little guy, I'm going to go out fight for the little guy. When he's getting paid gazillions of dollars to do it. It's like, who wouldn't fight for the little guy for gazillions of dollars? But anyway, that's what Democrat lawyers on the National Committee do. He's most famous for suing oil companies in criminal court over dead birds that the Obama administration had the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service go out and see if they can round up some birds and say, yep, that's a dead bird. Yep, the oil company's responsible. Yep, let's sue them in court. Thankfully, a federal judge threw it out and laughed at it. It was so bad. It was so blatantly partisan. So that's Team Obama, Tim Purdon, Byron Dorgan. And Tim Purdon is trying to say that Kevin Cramer's comments about the accusers of Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, are somehow over the top and ridiculous when they are actually not dissimilar to, first of all, they're always taken out of context. You got to know that. That's what they do for a living, the Democratic Party. You know, they twist words. This new ad they have out, another sign of the desperation, Heidi Heitkamp's campaign. This isn't even like some outside group. It's her campaign. putting out a thing that Kevin Cramer is, you know, evil because he was on the Public Service Commission, where they have a process, by the way, to decide is the request for a utility increase legitimate or not, and three people vote on it. He raised your utility rate 17 times. My other favorite is he paid himself $140,000. No, he didn't actually. He hired his wife to win three congressional campaigns as campaign manager, paid her $140,000 over, I forget how many years, it comes out to like $20,000 a year for crying out loud, to work. And why wouldn't you want your family alongside you getting paid, by the way, a measly amount? That's how they twist things. So watch for that ad. That'll be out there. Watch for Tim Purdon trying to say that you know, Kevin Cramer is anti-women because of what he's... It's really sad. Just know this, folks. It's 100% pure desperation. They're freaked out. And they're going to get more and more nasty as we go. It's nasty time. There's no doubt about it. Nasty starts now. When Team Obama shows up, I try and make the case for you. It is it's nasty time. That's my take. I welcome yours at 258-0550, 258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all-new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, EPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Their annual meeting is here. Donald Trump Jr. here yesterday. Congressman Kevin Cramer here yesterday. We're going to talk with him next hour at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Encourage your questions and comments for him. You know, North Dakota's oil and gas supply is helping meet America's demand. These folks are committed to using the talent, the resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. They want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. And it is happening now in North Dakota with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Don't let me forget the governor's interview, Todd. We have the governor's interview. We have Measure 1 update. We have, what else? We have Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Busy day. Greg and Bismarck, you're next at 258-0550. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. I was listening in the radio this morning, and I hear Heidi Heitkamp's got a new group trying to cover for her. They advocated that back when Joe Biden said that you couldn't get a Supreme Court nomination through on election year. Well, they're playing this ad now trying to give Heidi cover, saying that, well, it's an election year. You can't. They edited out that it's during a presidential election year because the president is the only one that can nominate a Supreme Court justice. So they're trying to give her cover to not have this Kavanaugh vote. So I wanted to see if you could bring that up to Kevin Cramer.
Interesting. Now, do you know the group?
This is not by a political group. It's some support, something 161 or 1635 or something. It played on KFIRE this morning.
Oh, is that right? Okay. We'll see if Todd, the radio guy, can track that down, and then we'll have the group. Maybe we'll invite them on to ask about their selective editing. First of all, it's not a surprise that groups are, you know, zeroing in on Senator Heitkamp because she's a swing vote, right? And a lot of people see the fact that this is a red state, pro-Trump, that she almost has to vote for
Kavanaugh. This is special interest trying to run cover for her.
Absolutely.
And tell her to stand firm, and it's like stand firm on something that's wrong is not standing firm for anything.
You know what I find interesting, and maybe, Greg, if you have a theory on this or anybody else does, I'd love to hear it. Remember during the Dakota Access Pipeline, nightmare, siege, a statewide emergency, whatever you want to call it. You had, obviously, unions wanting to work, sitting in hotel rooms that couldn't work because the Obama administration, which she has some influence with at the time, because the Obama administration's in, is shutting this down. And she didn't take the side of the unions, didn't ask the Obama administration to knock this off. And meanwhile, the Native American communities, man, because she didn't take their side either. She completely turtled.
Well, Todd, or Scott?
What's that?
Hiding liar pants. Because every time something comes up that she needs to step up and be our senator, she goes into hiding, and then the next thing you know, she has a million excuses. And I'm tired of it. It's time for her to go.
Yeah, I'm not one to join on the nickname brigade because I think
I know you're a good man, Scott. You're above that, but I tell you.
No, I'm just saying I'm not trying to be holier than thou. I'm just trying to say, when you do that, then the other side's got fodder to say, oh, a bunch of name callers. But but I take your point. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out why she would have gone dark there, totally silent. And by the way, to her political peril, because both Native American, previous Native American support groups are no longer there for her, and the same thing with the obviously union groups, because she did nothing. She was paralyzed, totally went quiet on this.
Scott, how can she sit there and with a straight face tell everybody in North Dakota, oh, I voted to help get oil out of the state, and then, oh, I'm here for the Native Americans. Well, I'm here for this group. But yet she just will totally Casper when something comes up.
Yeah, and by the way, that's an interesting one, too, I hadn't thought of. But, you know, if you're bragging about ways to get North Dakota oil to market and then you were completely silent on the game-changing Dakota Access Pipeline, who has removed the differential and now is almost at capacity already bringing oil to market. Our oil gets more than Permian Basin oil right now. at the end of the pipeline. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So what I was going to say, Greg, and I appreciate your call very much, what I was going to say is totally silent on DAPL, totally silent on Kavanaugh. Why? I mean, why? I mean,
she's not going to be the deciding vote. She's not willing to. I mean, she'll be the 52nd or 53rd vote or 62nd or 63rd vote, but she's not going to be a deciding vote.
Well, Todd, ask me how I'm going to vote on Brett Kavanaugh, and I'll play Heidi Heitkamp here.
How are you going to vote on Brett Kavanaugh?
So, Todd, I am looking very hard at all the facts in the case, and there's going to be hearings, and I'm going to be listening very closely, and I will be analyzing this, and I'll be talking to people. I've met with Senator Kavanaugh, even though I didn't want anybody to know it, and I didn't even want a picture taken. But I'm
politician answer.
Exactly. Just say that. I'm just saying. Why not just say the? You know, I mean, they're very good at saying nothing. Politicians, and this is Republicans and Democrats, folks. They can talk for 10 minutes and not say a darn thing.
I mean, at the very least, if you're not willing to put out a decision, just say, hey, look, we haven't heard all the testimony yet, so I'm not going to make a decision until I hear all the testimony. I got no problem with that. It's still kind of a non-answer, but it's a more plausible non-answer.
It tells me that the Heitkamp campaign is in complete chaos. I mean, they've got people saying, we got to do this, we got to do that, no, we got to do more of this, how about this? You know, it has to. I mean, it has to be the case of the numbers, because they're just blowing it. I mean, you're hiding. You're absolutely nowhere to be found. I mean, I don't know how that advances things at all. Bunch of texts I need to get to here. 800-228-0550. Perjury under oath is a crime. Christine Blasey Ford, get the handcuffs ready. Well, maybe that's why she's saying she's not going to testify now. Haven't you heard that? Have you heard about the Valley Fair scare on the 22nd of September where the fair had to be evacuated because of Somalian hoodlums?
Yes.
Terrorizing
yes.
fairgoers? Why is this being kept so hush-hush? I don't know anything about it, Todd. Did that happen?
I guess I wasn't aware of a nationality issue, but I mean, there was a lot of guns drawn, apparently, some shooting going on, so.
Texter says, doesn't Heidi Heitkamp proclaim to be Catholic? Does she know she can't be Catholic and pro-choice? It's either one or the other. Now is the time for Bishop Kagan to have the courage to excommunicate her.
Yeah, so much for stereotyping. Scott Hennon is Catholic. Heidi Heitkamp is Catholic. Yet the two don't think anything alike. So you can't stereotype and say, oh, that's so Catholic, because you two aren't exactly on the same page.
Yeah, well, let's answer her questions or his questions here. Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp proclaim to be Catholic? She does. She lists herself as being Catholic. I've never run into anybody in any Catholic circles that knows of any parish that she attends or, you know, is registered with or whatever. So and that is not unusual that people are raised Catholic but then call themselves Catholic but don't go to church. So I don't know that, you know, she's active, faithful Catholic. But does she not know she can't be Catholic and pro-choice? Well, Ted Kennedy didn't know. So she's in Ted Kennedy's camp. There are Catholics that are for abortion. It's sad because, especially, by the way, if you talk to a bishop or somebody that knows how this works, you actually complicated the theology to explain, but if you're a Catholic politician and you support abortion, in the eyes of the church, you are committing an intrinsic evil equal to the abortion itself. That's how seriously the church takes it. So, but as far as the bishop, you talk to him. I don't think he's going to go there, and I probably wouldn't blame him. I just think that makes it more political. Hopefully he's had a private conversation with her, so she at least knows what the rules are. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. the lawyer for a second woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct back in the 1980s, says his client's willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee if she's invited. However, lawyer John Clune says he's not so sure he'd recommend it, and she hasn't been invited.
And that's a decision that I'll certainly let her make. I would be very concerned about doing that, but it wouldn't surprise me if she would agree to do that. We'll wait and see if she actually gets that invitation and go from there.
He spoke on NBC's Today show. Meanwhile, the first accuser and Kavanaugh are both set to testify tomorrow before the judiciary panel. President Trump will be chairing a UN Security Council session today, also meeting with the Israeli and British prime ministers and the president of Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Maybe Daniel knows. That's his neck of the woods.
What's on your mind? Back on the program. John just got a text that said the 40 Days for Life effort started today, which is a wonderful effort. It really is. I mean, it's a real simple thing, praying for the end of abortion, because we have one abortion operation in North Dakota, in Fargo, and unfortunately a kindergarten-sized class is exterminated every week. It's pretty bad. Anyway, this texter said, besides reminding us of 40 Days for Life, starting today, that eight women were escorted into the facility this morning. So asking for your prayers there on what's on your mind. We're back at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, final day today, brought to you by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And I have another great deal for you. By the way, two locations, Bismarck and Valley City. Location of this hot deal, Valley City. And it's a rare find, limited edition, mini SUV. All right, you ready for this? It's a 2006 Chevy HHR LT Package Special Edition. Got a retro look like the 50s Chevy Suburbans looked back in the day. Bright red color with a special edition stripe, chrome wheels and sunroof. Seats five easily. Only 85,000 miles on it. Great mileage this thing gets. They sold it new at Pucklage, so one owner, local trade. They're famous for those at Pucklage. It's on the lot today. Get a load of this price. $74.95 on the lot today. If you tell them, hey, what's on your mind? Scott and Todd send me. $62.50. What a deal. Hop online, check it out. PucklageValleyCity.com. Or stop by the showroom in Valley City and see it for yourself. 721 West Main in Valley City. Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Online at Pucklage.com and PucklageValleyCity.com. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Measure 1, something that was addressed yesterday here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council before the members here, which is interesting in and of itself. And then later, there was an announcement from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, Eric Spencer, who is their president and CEO, and going to join us today on the program to talk about this. North Dakotans for Sound Government, established to oppose Measure 1. And then came... But wait, there's more, Todd. But wait, there's more. The ACLU of North Dakota, an organization I don't normally praise because they take some rather left-leaning positions here, but they oppose Measure 1 as well and said that this constitutional mandate has the potential to violate the First Amendment rights of all North Dakotans. If you have questions about Measure 1, call us now, 800-228-0550, and let me introduce Eric Spencer. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Scott, doing great. Glad to be on, and thank you for having me.
And Jeff Simon of the Western Dakota Energy Alliance. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Great. So Jeff was on the stage yesterday telling members of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you know, the chapter and verse of this particular a measure that will be on the ballot. Eric, tell us a little bit about this. And you're obviously representing the largest business industry group in North Dakota, the state chamber. So obviously you have business and industry coming together here to oppose this. Why?
Well, there's a wide variety of business organizations coming together to oppose Measure 1. And the main concern, as you mentioned earlier, is that it's going to impact free speech, specifically political free speech, which is a very, very large concern for our members. You know, we think that we need an open process where everyone feels free to engage in. And unfortunately, there are some provisions in Measure 1 that have the opposite effect. They're going to have a chilling effect on public speech, free speech as related to policy. And that's not what we need right now.
Jeff, a text here from a listener says, I just read Measure 1, and on the surface it seems like it's something I'd vote for. I trust you to give me honest answers and info. Can I ask, what's the scoop? Maybe I'm just dense, they say. I've heard others say this, though.
Right.
That they read it and go, well, I don't get it. So you know, what are they going to read when they go to the ballot? And tell us what's in the fine print.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. When you read the plain language of Section 1.2 of this thing, it says, the Legislative Assembly shall implement and enforce this section by enacting, no more than 3 years after the effective date, laws that require, this is the important part, prompt, electronically accessible, plainly comprehensible, public disclosure of the ultimate and true source of funds spent in any medium in an amount greater than $200 to influence any statewide election, election for the Legislative Assembly, statewide ballot issue election. Now here's the really important part, or to lobby or otherwise influence state government action. So anyone, private individual, there's no exemptions provided in this. A private individual, a charitable organization, all these groups and individuals, if they happen to spend more than $200 in the process of trying to influence government policy, whether that's the legislature or at a board or a commission, a regulatory agency, they're going to be compelled to report their source of income to the government, and it's going to be on a list, and it's going to be disclosable. You know, there are some individuals that maybe contribute to, you know, somewhat controversial organizations, pro-life, pro-choice, those organizations, you maybe don't want people knowing that you're doing that. But this is going to compel disclosure of that. Your name is going to be on that list. And that, actually, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, will tell you, groups can't be compelled to disclose those lists because of the threat of potential intimidation, harassment. It has a chilling effect on free speech. People will be discouraged from participating in the political process. That's why the American Civil Liberties Union is engaged in this as well. The same kind of thing concerns their organization. You're going to stifle free speech.
Yeah, that's odd. Eric, from your perspective, what, you know, if this were to pass, what would it mean? I mean, you obviously have a business organization, represent members all over who, you know, are concerned about what's happening. Obviously, we have laws now to govern a lot of this. This is kind of a bizarre thing here that they're, you know, suggesting that we need an ethics commission when we have one called the legislature and something that they appoint. But what, I mean, give me the downside if this passes from your perspective, from the Greater North Dakota Chamber, Eric.
Well, the interesting thing, and I think Jeff touched on, is Section 1.2. And to give you some examples of what that means is that if a utility weighs in on a regulation or a hearing that could impact them or their ratepayers, the impact of that is that they're going to have to publish a list of their ratepayers and how much those ratepayers pay. The ratepayers themselves don't have to spend $200, only the company. And so it's a gross invasion on privacy, and the effect is going to be chilling. You know, for groups like associations, whether it is a left-leaning, right-leaning, a union, a business organization, you're going to be compelled to give your members a dues list. For the media, talk media in North Dakota, as you know, Scott, we have a rich history of talking about the issues in a very public way. And even for, any sort of media outlet that has opinion or a newspaper editorial board, they would have to disclose the list of the people that either subscribe to those publications or that advertise, you know, on those stations and the amounts that they pay. The $200 threshold isn't for the citizen. It's for the corporation or group that is active in public policy. And so this goes far beyond just normal transparency. This is a very, very invasive measure. And you know, I trust what the backers of the measure say is they didn't intend for that to happen, but this is certainly going to be the result.
Yeah, so, Jeff, you know, use your example. Somebody comes down, you know, a charity, and they're concerned about some proposal in the legislature, and they want to make sure that the people know how that would impact their charity. You know, tank of gas there and back, dinner and a hotel room, and they're over $200, right? What if they're not even aware of it? Don't even do it. What happens? What's the penalty?
Well, that's to be determined yet by the Ethics Commission. The Ethics Commission is empowered. This is kind of scary. It's empowered to write its own rules, which, as you know, rules, administrative rules, have the effect of law. So it can, I mean, define its own parameters. And that, and you know, the proponents say this Ethics Commission, well, it's going to be crafted and sculpted by the legislature. Well, that's not the case, because the language of the measure says that the Ethics Commission cannot be in any way constrained. You know, you can't limit its powers. The legislature cannot do that. It specifically says that in the language of the measure. So, you know, who knows what it's going to turn into.
It seems to me, were you going to say something, Eric?
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I may, the reporting requirement that, you know, we both have mentioned about 1.2, one provision of that is that if a taxpayer feels, a North Dakota taxpayer, and it can be any taxpayer, feels that the proper reporting has not occurred, this constitutional amendment, which is, this is unique, allows the state of North Dakota to be sued if a report isn't filed in the case that Jeff gave. This could open the state of North Dakota to millions of dollars in ongoing legal fees that we would have to pay for as taxpayers. And I think that should be a concern to everyone as well.
It seems to me that based on the people that are behind this, Ellen Chafee and Susan Weefald and others who have, long advocated against anything to do with somebody that is conservative or Republican, that there's an ulterior motive here, that there is that this is actually a way to ensnare, Republicans into all kinds of ethics charges so they can be used at campaign time and basically defeat Republicans using this legislation that, ironically enough, is funded by people from out of state, California and Massachusetts, trying to say, hey, let's go in there and turn that state into, Robert Mueller land and have all these different witch hunts. Is that too strong, Jeff? I mean, is that...
Well, I don't know what their motives are. I mean, you got to believe that folks have good intentions. But, you know, the thing about it is we've asked the proponents of this measure, where is, you know, this is billed as an anti-corruption measure. Where is the corruption? Where is it? What's happening out there? What's the issue? And they can't cite examples. They just say, oh, well, we should have this because other states have it too. Well, in other states, there have been, as Eric described, lawsuits, litigation, all sorts of chaos created in the government process. And we're saying North Dakotans for sound government. We have a good, transparent policy now. We have disclosure requirements for the lobbyists. Candidates disclose their contributions. We have an open process. We're trying to fix what isn't broken here.
Eric, how would you suggest folks, get more information on this, get engaged, pay attention to it? What would you like them to do?
There's a variety of ways they can get involved, and we have a website going up, and I'd have to defer to Jeff. I don't recall the website address right offhand, but they can certainly call Jeff Simon with the Western Dakota Energy Association. They can call me at the Greater North Dakota Chamber. We'd love to talk to people about how they can get involved. And I would say that, just a couple other comments, that, the backers of the measure keep saying, trust us. It doesn't do the things that we talk about. But, the thing on a constitutional measure, what's written matters, not the intent. And so I would encourage all North Dakotans to really take a close look at the language of this, because we don't want to be experimenting with our Constitution. It's a sacred document, and we need to keep it that way.
NDMeasure1.com. NDMeasure1.com is that website. Eric Spencer, Jeff Simon, thank you. We'll be following this close, folks. Stay tuned.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we brought to you today in part by Go Wireline. You know, the folks at Go Wireline founded this company with was a team of individuals that had nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. And five of the Go Wireline founders have over 30 years of wireline experience each in the Williston Basin. So pretty amazing. Williston, Dickinson, you call, we go. Go Wireline. Find out more about the great careers, great company, great people. GoWireline.com/ careers. I've been promising Governor Doug Burgum would join us, and we did catch up with him shortly after his address to the North Dakota Petroleum Council yesterday to talk a little bit about how his message was received, which seemed pretty good to me. Governor, what do you think?
And just like that, it's not playing. Great. Just like that, it's not playing. Hang
just on, like that, it's not playing. Just like so, Todd's going to work his magic, and then we're going to hope to hear the voice of the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Mr. Doug Burgum.
That's weird.
Right here on the program. Yeah. Do you want me to go to a call while you work this out? I sure can. Try another audio source and see if it's just that one. So we had a call that came in during the break.
The whole balance
oh,
of any kind of free trade efforts we're trying to do. I mean, we're now in a position of strength, and credit to the innovation and investments that these risk-taking entrepreneurs that are doing it here in the Bakken are doing it, because it's in North Dakota, and this group here is a big part of one of the most significant changes in the world today.
What did you want them to take away from your talk?
Well, when I was 14 months ago, Gamer had the opportunity to put out a challenge to this group and say, hey, we can get to 2 billion barrels a day. And people were like going, wow, that's a big number. And people that are outside the industry that live in North Dakota might go, well, why would he be doing that? Well, the largest mineral owner in the state of North Dakota is the state of North Dakota. The largest landowner in the state of North Dakota is the state of North Dakota. So when we think about those dollars primarily going to K-12 education, the stronger energy industry we have, the better it's going to help us solve challenges in K-12 education. And we have, if we've got energy dollars going to K-12, that frees up general fund dollars to go to higher ed, to go to health care, to go to addiction, frees up everything else. Because, you know, when you start having more revenue, you have more opportunities for investment in our own in future in our kids. So that's fantastic. But to get there, so today, that was 14 months ago, we laid out the challenge. 14 months ago, the reaction was, wow, is that possible? Today, I'd say the reaction here was, okay, it's totally doable.
Well, it's funny because it's a very different tone. I mean, after you said it last time, it was like, what is he doing? Like, there's no way. This is ridiculous. And, of course, a lot of it was roadblocks and everything else. But I get a kick out of folks when they hear the headline, if you will. They don't necessarily listen to the second and third line. But you were pretty clear to say, tell me what the roadblocks are. What's holding you back from the 2 million barrels, right?
Right.
And after engaging that conversation, they got kind of serious about it, and I think a little motivated by it, don't you?
Well, and we've had great progress. I mean, the record production here in July this year, but in the talk today, identified two big constraints that are touching. One's touching every employer in the state, and that's workforce. I mean, it's one thing to be bragging about. We've got the lowest, you know, among the lowest unemployment of any state in the nation, but it's another thing to say we got 30,000 jobs open and we can't fill them. So we've got a really comprehensively attack the workforce issue, and that's, you know, K-12, higher ed, career and technical training. It's lifetime learning. It's
a decades-long problem.
It is.
Isn't it?
It's you know, it's automation. I mean, it's autonomous vehicles. I mean, we got all kinds of ways through, you know, technology and innovation to try to solve it, and we're competing with the rest of the country and the rest of the world for workers. The last time we had a boom in North Dakota, the workers flocked here because they had high unemployment elsewhere. This time, you know, we'd be fracking more wells right now. We'd be building gas plants faster right now. We'd have more nurses and behavioral health people in the state right now. I mean, we're just short of workers, so we've got to comprehensively go after it. The second one relates to gas utilization. This industry is so productive. When we're now surpassed what we were doing in 2014, you know, when we crossed the 1.2 million barrels a day, now we passed 1.2 million barrels a day, new peak. So across that valley that we went through, now we're back at 1.2, and we're producing at 1.2 million barrels a day of oil. We're producing twice as much gas as we did in 2014. So productive. Well, then we're capturing more gas than we've ever captured. We got six $250 million gas processing plants either in construction or, you know, on the docket. $1.5 billion of CapEx, capital expenditure, coming in our state where people made a decision to come in here but not coming fast enough. So we have to figure out how do we utilize that gas, and we process it and ship it out in a pipeline. Do we convert it to electricity and send it out on a transmission line? Do we build a plastics plant and build plastic pellets, which could be inputs for 100 industries? Do we do a fertilizer plant? I mean, we've got, you know, we use it for agriculture. Do we heat greenhouses with it? I mean, we have got to figure out a way to utilize those molecules that are coming out of the ground, and it's all about value added. When Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor, and I ran, we said we need value added ag and value added energy. Here's a big opportunity. Let's add value to all that gas we have.
A lot of folks have focused in on your greenhouse idea because they see it as obviously a little outside the box and innovative and everything else. But logistically, I mean, is that something you see that could be a reality and another feather in the cap of North Dakota agriculture?
Well, I think it totally could. And if you look at these at scale, I mean, there's places in this country where they've got entire sections of ground, you know.
That's, by the way, a great innovative idea from the governor. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer. The Talk Radio Town Hall is next. After this, don't go away.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.